I'm sure you've noticed when you've only got one thing to do, it's not that hard. One thing doesn't take that much time and effort. It's pretty simple. What about when it's two things? You know, two things is pretty easy as well. It doesn't take a lot of thinking, doesn't take a lot of focus. When it becomes three things is when it gets tricky, doesn't it? It's harder with three things, but you can do it. You've got to think hard. You've got to watch what you're doing. You've got to pay attention. What about four things? Okay. In fact, five, six. What about seven things? Okay. Here we go. You reckon seven? What do you think? Okay, that's seven for me. In the end, it's hard to do lots of things all at once, isn't it? If you can do a few things, one or two or three, but when there's lots of things to do, it's really hard to do them all, and you end up dropping things and you end up making a mess. It's because we're not like God. Do you know, God is the king of the universe. God created everything, and he is all-powerful. God can do a million things at once. God could do a billion things at once. God could even do a trillion things all at the same time. Because when you think about it, right now, God is keeping the sun shining. He's keeping the earth spinning and the birds flying and our hearts beating and the plants growing and our cells doing whatever cells do. God is in control of all of that. God is huge and clever and powerful. But we can't do all that, can we? We can't do all those amazing, powerful things. But we can't do that many things at once. In fact, we can't go through life all on our own. We can't follow God on our own. We can't serve in the church on our own. We need each other. And so that's why when you become a Christian, God joins us into a big family, into a big community that he calls church. And in church, the Bible says, everyone has a part to play. Everyone has a job to do, young and old. Everyone, no matter who you are, everyone has something to do. And so Christians, we share a partnership together, that we share a job. We are partners. We work together and help each other. We share what we have and who we are so that we can work together as a church. But you see, Christians aren't perfect yet, are we? And you see that at the beginning of our Bible passage, even though in Acts we've seen in chapter after chapter, Christians have been doing amazing things. They've been loving each other, caring for each other, been standing up and sharing the good news of Jesus. But here, we're not in heaven yet. We're not perfect yet. There is still sin and selfishness and mistakes. Verse 1. In those days, as the disciples, that's the followers of Jesus, were increasing in number, there arose a complaint from the Hellenistic Jews, that's Jews who've come from a different part of the world, against the Hebraic Jews, they're the Jews who've come from Jerusalem and the area, saying that they were being overlooked in the daily distribution of food and money and help. What was happening is the people were being worried that it wasn't fair. It wasn't being shared evenly, that some of the Christians were getting stuff and others were being missed out. That's not right, is it? That's not fair. Just like we don't get to pick and choose who's in our family. We don't get to pick and choose who's in our church and who we're going to love and who we're going to say hello to. No, we love and care for everyone. And so something needed to happen. So in verse 2, we read that the apostles, these are the leaders of the church who'd been with Jesus through his ministry, they realized they couldn't do it on their own. Something definitely needed to happen. They needed help, and this was a good job to get other people to do. Now, I want you to think of it a little bit like trying to play cricket on your own. See, I want to play cricket, and I think I've got everything I need. I have got a bat, and I have got a ball, and I think I've got everything I need to play cricket. So I think I've got it all. I've got everything. I saw Davey Warner down at Bunnings, and got me the right one. So it's got, anyway, so I've got everything I need to play cricket. So I want to play cricket. Okay, so how am I going to do it? Okay, we need, I've got the ball, got the bat. So I need to bowl, and then get quickly. Okay, one person thought it was funny. Anyway, so that didn't work. I can't play cricket on my own, can I? I actually need help. So I need a couple of helpers. So who can come up and help me play cricket? Okay, yep, you want to come up? Yep, you want to come up. Okay, so come on over here. So here we go. Stand over here. You need one of these. You need one of these. I need one of these. Okay, we haven't sandpapered it. It's all good. Okay, you ready? We've got a bowl. We're going to play cricket together, okay? We're going to make this work. Okay, one, two, three. Here we go. Okay, grab the bat. Oh. Okay, that didn't work. Okay, so I've got more people with me, but actually, we need to do different things, don't we? So how about this? How about, Nathan, you take that. You field, you go wicketkeeper, and I will bowl, and everyone will... We're going for a cover drive is what we're going for. Okay, you ready? Oh, look at that. Well left. Leave the rubbish. That's right. Okay, thanks, boys. You can sit down now. See, I can't play cricket on my own. I need others to help me play cricket. But we actually need to do different things, don't we? We need someone bowling and someone batting, and we need someone fielding. And so it's a little bit like that with the apostles. They needed helpers, but not to do all exactly the same thing. They actually needed to do different things. So the apostles decided to get some helpers for church, but they gave them different jobs. And they gave them different jobs so that they could do the most important thing. You see this in verse 2, where the apostles say, it wouldn't be right for us to give up preaching the word of God to wait on tables. You see, that preaching the word of God is so important. It's the most important, and we can't give that up. But we've got to do this other thing. Verse 4, these guys have been given a job to do, we read, but then they say, but we will devote ourselves to prayer and the ministry of the word. The apostles knew that caring for widows, these are women whose husbands have died and they need someone to look after them and care for them and provide for them, looking after them, super important. They understood that caring for people and feeding people and helping people and sharing with people is such a good thing, really important for the church to be doing. And that's why they get the church to choose 7 reliable, godly men who are full of the Spirit and full of wisdom. We want really good Christian men who can do this job. But at the same time, there's something more important to do, isn't there? That stuff's good, but the best thing to do, the most important thing to do, is to teach God's word. Now, why is that? Why is it more important to teach God's word than to practically care for people? Well, we need to remember that that's exactly what Jesus had commanded his disciples to do. Jesus, who died on the cross, he rose from the dead, and he told his disciples, you need to be my witnesses, tell people about me to all the nations throughout the whole world. Tell people about me. That's the job. Go make disciples. But also, when you think about it, helping someone who is hungry is great. Feeding them, that's good, but it lasts for a little while, doesn't it? Helping someone to learn about Jesus, helping someone to find out about how to be saved and how to be forgiven and how to have eternal life in God's perfect new creation, that means you're giving them something that will last forever. They will be satisfied and filled and happy and content forever in God's great banquet. Knowing God and knowing how much he loves us, knowing his amazing plan for us is the most important thing. And you can see this because even after they choose these 7 men, and we read about them in verse 5, they chose Stephen, who is a man full of faith in the Holy Spirit, Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicolaus, who's not even a Jew. He's actually a convert from a different people, from Antioch. And they've chosen these men. We read that they pray for them because they know that they can't do it on their own. They need God to be with them. They need God's strength working through them to achieve this thing. And then they showed their partnership together by laying hands on them as a way of saying, we're with you in this, we're together in this, we are united. What's the result? Verse 7, they've separated these jobs, they've given this out, and verse 7, the word of God kept on spreading. The word of God grew and expanded and increased. God's word, God's message multiplies and flourishes and increases, which is exactly what God wants. As the church worked together, as people got different jobs to do different things, to help out in different ways and partner together, then the word grew and the word flourished. And as the word grew, then the number of disciples, the number of followers of Jesus increased. More and more people became Christians. Even the priests, they're the enemies. They're the ones who would oppose Jesus. They're the ones who would oppose Jesus' followers. These priests became Christians. It says a large group of them became obedient to the faith. That is, they put their trust in Jesus as their king, as their savior, as their Lord. And then all of that happened because people shared the word with them. Now, what's interesting is that even though different people are given different jobs in the church so that they can all help out, even Stephen can see the most important thing for him to do is to share God's word with people. He's been given a special job to help look after people, especially the widows, but even he can see the most important thing for him to do is share God's word. You see it in verse 8. Stephen, by the power of God, is demonstrating Jesus Christ and his awesomeness, the power of Jesus, the same way the apostles had through great wonders and signs. But the thing that everyone's amazed at, the thing that no one is able to stand up against, is in verse 10. People began to argue with Stephen, but they were unable to stand against the wisdom and the spirit by whom he was speaking. So Stephen, even while he was doing his job of looking after people, also looked for opportunities to share the good news about Jesus. That's the same for all of us at church. Everyone has a job to do. That's what it means to be a Christian. That's what it means to be a church. It's what it means to be a follower of Jesus. And there are different things for different people to do. You can make a croquembouche or you can make toast. There are lots of different things apparently. But what the Bible says is that we should all be doing is looking for opportunities to bring God's word into people's lives. In fact, that's why we're really keen to see people equipped with the gospel by doing Two Ways to Live as a course in our gospel teams across the church, to see everyone equipped with the knowledge of how to teach and explain and share the gospel. We really want everyone to be part of this because this is what it means to be a Christian. And you can see how eager Stephen is in the midst of everything to speak about Jesus and to share his word. Even as religious leaders come and grab him, they seize him, arrest him, and they threaten him, and they treat him horribly, it doesn't stop Stephen from sharing God's word because he knows it's the most important thing to do. And we'll look at it more next week as we look at Acts chapter 7 and the amazing speech that Stephen makes declaring God's word. But just think, how scary would it be that you get dragged away, you get dragged before a court simply because you trust in Jesus and you were trying to share God's love? So scary. But look at Stephen. He's so confident in God. He trusts Jesus so much. He knows no matter what happens, everything will be okay. Because he knows God is in control of the universe. God hasn't forgotten him or accidentally dropped him as he's juggling all these other things. God will protect Stephen and keep him safe. God knows he's not on his own. God is with him. He doesn't have to face this hardship on his own. God lives in him by his Holy Spirit. And so at the end of the chapter, you see the Sanhedrin, this court, these religious leaders, they throw lies at Stephen. They throw accusations at Stephen. They throw threats at Stephen. But verse 15, all who were sitting there looked intently at him and saw that his face was like the face of an angel. Stephen trusts God and he knows he belongs somewhere else. He knows he is going to be with God in heaven in the new creation forever. People could see how much he trusts God and see that he belongs to God. Well, then as I finish, it's great for us to be reminded, isn't it? This morning we've been reminded that Jesus is worth serving. He is worth obeying. He is worth giving our energy and our time to. We're all in this together. And as our church has changed over the last few months, we've changed times and moved congregations, and it's been difficult. But as we've changed, what hasn't changed is that everyone has a place, everyone belongs, and we need everyone. And that's what morning tea is about. It's what all the different serving opportunities are about. We actually need everyone. What hasn't changed and never will is that we serve and share and partner together as God gives us strength. But the most important thing we can ever do is share God's word with each other and with our friends. So let's pray about that now. Let's pray. Our gracious God, our Heavenly Father, thank you so much that you've gathered us together as your people, as your church, as your family. Please help us to love and serve each other. Please help us to look after each other and help each other and care for each other. Father, most of all, please help us to share your word with each other, because we know your word is awesome and good. And help us, Father, to go into the world to share the amazing message of Jesus, so that more and more people can come to trust in Jesus and be saved. And we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.